Hey, I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, partly cloudy today with some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high temperature in the mid-90s. The tributes continue for a young girl gunned down in Durham. The community is preparing to hold a balloon release today for 5-year-old Chloe Fennell, who was shot and killed earlier this week. Her cousin, 15-year-old Destiny Sidbury, also was shot and seriously injured. The heartbroken mother of a Durham woman who died in a hit-and-run crash on Interstate 40 says the family needs closure. Diamond Powell's mother, Tracy Green, spoke exclusively with WRAL, says the family is living a nightmare right now. Troopers say that Powell was in a crash on I-40 in Orange County early Tuesday morning, and they believe a tractor-trailer driver then killed her in a hit-and-run after that initial crash. The family discovered the body the following day after first recovers could not find Powell's body when they responded to that crash. Troopers are still looking for the driver of that, what they believe is a tractor-trailer. This morning, NC State fans remember former football coach Dick Sheridan. The school announced his death yesterday. For many of them, Sheridan is the greatest coach in NC State football history. He led the Wolfpack to 6 bowl games after taking over a team that had 3 straight losing seasons. Dick Sheridan was 81 years old. That's a look at some of our top stories. I'm Brian Schrader.